Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt. I am so delighted that you are here today. And if you clicked on this episode, chances are you are pregnant or postpartum or trying to conceive or somewhere in that general season of life. And so I am so excited that you're here because the things that Tori Stroker and I talk about today are all about that. And we are both so passionate about it. And we probably could have talked for like 70 plus hours on all of this and want to do like an a million part series, but we did not have that much time. So first, before we get into who Tori is, I'm going to give you a Find Food Freedom win of the week. These are wins that I'd like to share from people in our online community, our membership, our clients, people, listeners of the podcast, anyone in the Find Food Freedom community. So I got this DM not long ago that says, "Sam, I am learning so much from you about how to talk to my daughters about food and body. My girls know that," air quotes, "muscle foods help them to be strong in their gymnastics classes. They love making mini cucumber towers after school, and they know that Oreos are not a special treat or," air quotes, "bad for them. In fact, they're available in our house at any time. All food is good food. I'm so grateful that my girls can grow up with peace around food in their bodies that I didn't have growing up. But I am working hard to attain that now because thanks to you and your team, it's never too late." This is one from one of our clients that our dietitians works one-on-one with. She uses her health insurance benefits to get 100% free one-on-one care with a registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counselor on our team. You can click the link in the show notes below to check your insurance benefits. We accept 100 plus insurance plans. We're licensed in 22 states. So I highly, highly, highly recommend getting your insurance benefits checked. There is no bad outcome because if you don't have coverage, we will gift you 1 month of the Find Food Freedom membership completely free, which includes 3 live calls with our lead dietitian. So please, please, please reach out for support if you need it, if you want it. And I love that Find Food Freedom win of the week because it parlays so well into today's message with Tori. So Tori is an anti-diet registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor. She supports women in all body sizes who are exhausted from dieting and want to feel liberated in their relationship with food and body. Tori is now a mom of 2. And as she shares on today's episode, you know, she's gone through pregnancy loss. She's had an eating disorder in the past, and how this all ties in with her relationship with food and body is just so incredible, how Tori can be so vulnerable and mesh together her professional and her personal lived experiences. I can't even express how invaluable that is for clients to have both the professional and the personal experience. So if you are pregnant, if you're trying to conceive, if you're postpartum, if you've experienced a miscarriage or pregnancy loss and are looking for support, Tori is your go-to gal. I'm so excited for you to hear this episode. I hope, and I know, I'm not even going to say I hope, I know Tori and I will do more episodes in the future and go way more into depth about this. But if you are pregnant, if you are postpartum, if you are struggling in any way with your relationship with food and body, then I'm so glad you're here. And let's get into today's episode with Tori Stroker. Okay, Tori, so I would like to start with your story of what really brought you into dietetics. Why did you kind of find yourself following this path? And I'm assuming you didn't always want to specialize in postpartum, although I could be wrong. So then what took you even more specialized into prenatal, postpartum, pregnancy,
all that. Okay. So give us your origin story.
Sure. So I decided I wanted to get into dietetics, probably for pretty disordered reasons. I danced for about 20 years and I was dancing in college. And I finally was taking a break from that because of an injury. And I took a nutrition class and I was like, ooh, I can find all the answers to eat perfectly, with big quotes around that. So that was sort of my reasoning for getting into it. I also liked cooking, and like Ina Garten was always my favorite person to watch on TV. Like I loved, caring for people with food. And there was this helping aspect that was interesting to me. But like many of us, I feel like I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. And then when I went back to school and did my master's, it was very clinical, and my eating disorder, which was diagnosed during my master's, which was very interesting, became clear, and like the sort of orthorexic culture of my program was very it was definitely problematic. I think that this unfortunately is a theme in many dietetic programs. But and then once I became a dietitian and I was practicing as a ShopRite dietitian or a grocery store retail dietitian, I found myself really drawn to women who were struggling with their relationship with food. And that was like the niche that I was finding myself, these are my favorite clients, because I related to them so much. And then I went back and did my intuitive eating certification. And then it wasn't until I became pregnant and I went through postpartum with my first child that I was like, wait, there's a lot of stuff people are not talking about and how this interacts with my own recovery with my eating disorder. I was like, I wish I had more support around this. My therapist wasn't really doing it, she was trying her best, but I feel like she didn't even really have the tools to help me and give me the insight that I might need of like what could be triggering and what I maybe needed to put in place and things like that. So with my own experience, that's sort of where I found my secondary niche in prenatal, postnatal.
Well, I have a very similar story to you, I feel like, and having that, that lived experience of becoming a mother and being mm-hmm. a birthing parent, it absolutely transforms your relationship with your body and food, but obviously your body being the vessel that has created human life. So, I mean, we have so many people that listen that are either trying to conceive, currently pregnant, postpartum, have experienced pregnancy loss. I mean, there's so many different ways we could go with this. And I know that you and I could truly speak for 5+ hours on this podcast, but we don't have the time. So where do you find that? Let's go with body image first in the pregnant sure. and postpartum stages. I know those are different, but where do you think, if someone's listening to this and they're pregnant and struggling with body image, or they're postpartum and struggling with body image, what would you want to say to them? Or what are some things you might do with a client like that?
Sure. I mean, I think number one is to validate them and be like, it's so okay that you're feeling the way that you are. If you are not liking the body changes that are occurring to you, or, if it's triggering things that haven't been triggered for you in a very long time, or if new food thoughts are coming up that haven't in years, like, it's okay. Take a deep breath. I've been there too. And you deserve support. So that's my number one, is like, it's not a you problem. Other people have dealt with this too. And you're so not alone. And I think that there is such a culture of like a toxic positivity with pregnancy and postpartum in terms of body image of like, well, like I think especially when you're pregnant, it's like when you're carrying a baby, you should be so grateful, right? This gratitude thing. And it's like so much both and, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, we can be so, so grateful. And I am so grateful. And I'm having a really hard time with all the body changes that are happening so fucking fast. Mm-hmm. They're coming at me. Like, I remember being like, I finally have wrapped my head around this body and it's changing again. Like, how many changes can I deal with? And also for anyone listening who hopes one day to be a birthing parent, your body will change. And the one thing I would say to you is like, do work now if you struggle with your relationship with your body, because it will give you a leg up. It will help you so much navigate those changes, which will inevitably happen. Like even if you're not going to go through pregnancy, your body will change. But there's another layer of change that absolutely occurs when you're carrying life. And I feel like some people think like, oh, what's the point? My body's going, I'm going to have a baby. Like my body's going to change. And I'm like, no. There is absolutely a point. I cannot imagine not having done work and then being pregnant. I think it would have been so distressful for me. So I think validating, it's okay that you're feeling the way you are. You can hold both and you can be grateful and you can really, really hate what's happening to your body and not like the changes. And I think those would be like my top things right away. I have other thoughts like, you know, around clothing or around body image boundaries, like, you know, family commenting or friends commenting, of all those kinds of things. But those would be like my top of mind. It's okay. Because I felt so invalidated. I felt like, what's wrong with me? Like, I'm supposed to love this. Mm. Or, you know, I'm supposed to be so grateful. Or like, the jeans will make it all better. Like buying the jeans. Like I hear that on Instagram. It's like, well, just go get a new size and then you'll feel better. And I'm like, I did that and it didn't work. What is wrong with me?
Yes.
Like, it's, I promise. And I think that like, I wish I had someone in my ear being like, it's okay, Tori. It's okay. It's okay. Nothing is wrong with you. You're a human. And maybe you're just voicing things or thinking things that you're not hearing other people say.
Totally. Totally. I love that you went straight to that and statement. I think an and statement is so powerful because something can be beautiful and really fucking hard. I know personally, like going through IVF and infertility, there was like this extra layer that I felt of like guilt of like, I've wanted this for so long. I should be so grateful. I should not be complaining, and then feeling guilty for some of that. But
I experienced the same thing, Sam. Like yeah. I had two pregnancy losses between my two kids. And that second, that like after experiencing those and then getting pregnant. And also, I don't know if you felt like this too, but the second time around, I was like, okay, I know what to expect. This is going to be better now. Like I've done some body image work and it was still hard. It was still hard. Like, yeah, I knew what was coming and that was helpful. Absolutely. I wasn't as anxious about it, but it was still hard. And I'm postpartum. I'm 6 months postpartum and it's still hard. I have more tools. And I think that's just a better understanding about body image work as a whole is like body image work is not, we're not going into this to magically like have you, you're probably not going to end up loving your body. But if we can move the needle of that body image distress from an 8 to a 6 or from a 10 to an 8 and move towards body neutrality and body acceptance, that's my goal for you, right? But I think that social media has painted this picture of like body love and body positive means that like I wake up every day being like, yes, I love my thighs. And I just don't think that's a real picture of what it is to be in a body.
Totally. I'm so glad you brought that up. And I also love that you brought up how, like, us being second time parents, like, having that definitely more confidence and comfortability and less fear because we've been through it before. But for me, like, and I'm sure you might agree, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but when, like, trying to conceive, you have no fucking control. You have no control. You have no control of the pregnancy. You have no control of the birthing experience. And it's this practice of full surrendering. And I find that there's so many complements and parallels to, like, body image work and motherhood, and how you talked about earlier, like, you know, you feel so grateful that you've done this work and recovery before becoming a parent. I think about that all the time because I had terrible postpartum anxiety and depression with my first. And all I could do, like, even when I was in the depths of that, is think about, like, our clients that have, like, a really unpleasant relationship with food and body, and how if they were experiencing postpartum anxiety and depression, it's only going to exacerbate the negative thoughts and emotions around food and body image. And so doing this work now of that acceptance and giving up control is just, it's so powerful for all aspects of life. But specifically, obviously, we're talking to birthing parents and people who are trying to conceive.
I mean, I think about it all the time that if I hadn't done this work, I probably wouldn't have my kids. Mm-hmm. I was so scared of my body changing with pregnancy. And I feel like, I don't hear anyone talk about that, right? That, like, that's okay if you're feeling that way too, of like, I want to have a baby, but I'm so scared of my body changing, and that kind of winning, you know, and being in that place, like, hey, let that be a, like, red flag and be like, oh, maybe body image work would be something that could really help me if I one day would like to be a parent.
Yes.
Totally. That can shift, that can change, and you can feel differently. And, like, that doesn't mean we can still hold fear, and we can move through it with support. Like, that is our goal.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that and stating that out loud, because I know so many people can relate to that. And for those who are listening who haven't had a child or have never been pregnant and haven't gone through body changes specific to trying to conceive, if we've ever been dieting and gone through ebbs and flows of weight gain, weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, and we saw that picture of ourselves when we may have resided in a smaller body, and it's like, okay, were you happy then? Right? Like, and 99.9% of the time, like, no, I hated myself. Nothing was ever good enough.
Yeah.
But now we see with our clients, they can sit there and they can say, no, I feel so much more free and happy regardless of the size of my body.
Right.
It's like that body image work can be done regardless of if you're trying to conceive, pregnancy, postpartum. It's how we feel. It's really comes down to, like, what are our thoughts and beliefs about smaller bodies versus larger bodies, right? Whether you're pregnant or not, whatever. But
you just know when you're going to be pregnant, that is going to be hitting you in the face.
Correct. And there's, like, no stopping that. Yep.
No. And I think one thing I also want to point out of, like, why would I want to be doing this kind of work during pregnancy? If you have a history of disordered eating or an eating disorder or just a tricky relationship with food, when you become pregnant, you are given your first appointment, hey, these are foods you can't eat. Let's just, like, ponder, if you have a history with a restrictive relationship with food, and then someone is telling you, you are going to need to restrict these foods, do you think that could be triggering for you?
And you're going to need to step on a scale, and we're going to watch that number go up.
Every single appointment, your weight is going to be taken. Like, I feel like if I knew that, I'd be like, okay, I need support with food and my body during this time. And how amazing is it, Sam, that, like, if you have insurance benefits, that you can take this opportunity and, like, get support during this period.
Totally.
Oh my gosh, you deserve that. Pregnancy is so hard.
It is so hard. Like, having someone that could walk alongside you, especially knowing the experience that you hold not only your professional experience, Tori, but your lived experience of pregnancy loss, of going through pregnancy, birthing children, toddlerhood, all of the things that come along with it. And I want to speak to some of our postpartum mamas, and that means any time from day one after giving birth to 15-year-old kids. You're always postpartum.
You're postpartum forever.
You're always postpartum. But there's such, it's everywhere, the bounce back culture of like, get your body back. And we think about like the comparison on social media of like comparing yourself to either a younger version of yourself, somebody who's never had a child, somebody who has had children, but is putting pictures of themselves up in the gym looking a certain way. So what would you say to our postpartum moms and birthing parents listening who are just at this stage of like, I fucking hate my body. I don't know who I am. I don't recognize this body. What do you want them to hear?
So you, I have been there. I am there in moments. Like, you are not alone. Nothing is wrong with you. This is not a you experience. I promise. This is very real. It is so loud. Even when you try so hard to put those blinders up, like, the bounce back pressure is so intense. And what I try to remind myself in this season, a few things, is one, we're meeting a new body for the first time. This is a new body. If you were to meet a new friend who was different than you, would you judge them immediately? Would you hate on them because they had, you know, it was different? You would probably want to understand them more or get to know them a little bit more or be soft and gentle, right? Ideally. And so this is something that I've been thinking about so much. This go around postpartum is like, hi. My body, like, we're new. Like, this is a new relationship. I've never experienced this body before. Mm-hmm. And this is going to take time for us to get to know each other. And I want to validate that shock factor. Every single birthing mother has looked in the mirror after giving birth and been like, oh my God. That is what you just said, Sam, of like, I do not recognize myself right now. Every single woman who has given birth has felt that way. I just want to validate that. And it takes time. And I hate that it takes time for you, because I hate that it takes time. That, like, the only way out is through. Like, this is something that is going to take time for you to get to know this body better. Also, finding clothes that fit you is going to help you.
Totally.
Please, please take the clothes that don't fit you and remove them from your closet.
Yes.
You looking at those jeans that are a size X, you know, every time you open your drawer and you're like, they don't fit. They don't fit. You don't need that reminder of what your body is not every day. Take them out. You need some poor clothes that fit you right now. It doesn't have to be a lot, but you need some. And even just that will help your body image just a little bit, I promise. And I think, so those, like, having some new, or accessories, like having a few things that you're excited to put on, that would be one of my other tips. So it's just like, I think validating, like, this is such a normal experience. It takes time to get to know this body. This is a new body, and you're allowed to not love it.
That permission.
Yeah. Like, it's okay if you don't like it.
Yes. Totally, totally.
And you can be so grateful for what your body has done.
I was just about to add the and statement. We can say, I fucking hate where I'm at right now, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of myself.
And if you don't want to be there anymore for the, you know, for the next whatever, this is the nudge on your shoulder being like, hey, body image work could really help you.
Yes, it totally can. And it, as you know, this work doesn't just affect your relationship with your body. It affects everything in your life. And especially what we're talking about here, it will do wonders to the relationship that you have with your children, because you can be present and not be in your head obsessing about what your body looks like, how much you weigh, how many calories you're eating, all this shit quiets down, and you can be present with your loved ones, which at the end of the day is the goal. One of our clients said it, it's not intuitive eating, it's intuitive living. And I always hear that ringing in my head, because it affects every aspect of your life.
Absolutely. And I feel like, I'm sure you can agree with me, almost if not every single one of my female clients that I work with has origins of their disordered eating come from their mom's relationship with food.
Absolutely.
So if you are becoming a mom and you have some sticky stuff around body and food, this is a great time.
I love
this. This is the perfect time for you to look at yourself, because how often stuff comes up around your child's eating that you're distressed about, that's actually a reflection of your own relationship with food.
I'm so happy you brought that up, because that's a question we get a lot from parents, whether they already have children that are, you know, middle school, whatever. Parents want the best for their children, right? And it's like, I don't want to pass on these body image issues or whatever it is. And I always say the best thing you can do is turn inward and work on your own relationship with food and body, because that is going to bleed over into the relationships that are closest to you, aka
absolutely. Like, children. If you don't trust yourself with food, how are you going to trust your child's child with food?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Oh gosh, Tori, we could talk forever, but I feel like this is such a beautiful message. I'm going to send this recording to every single person trying to conceive, pregnancy, postpartum, pregnancy loss, you name it. We will have the link in the show notes below where people can check their insurance benefits and meet with you. For those who are signing off on the podcast right now, if they don't remember anything we said, because we talked about a lot, what is one thing you want them to remember walking away from this episode?
It's a hard question.
It's a hard one.
I guess if I can say two.
You're allowed to say two.
Everything you're feeling is so normal. It's so okay. You judging it is making it so much worse.
Mm.
So it's okay. It's okay. Allow that thought to sit right next to you. And I'm here to validate it's all right you're feeling that way. And the second thing is, I've been there. And so I just always remind my clients, like, I'm human too. And if you're looking for a clinician who can really sit with you and empathize with you and who can relate, I think that we might be a good fit.
I love it. Thank you so much, Tori.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or find.food.freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.